Welcome to the Average Brentwood Teens Podcast,
where we talk about our experiences
as a teen and share our
thoughts as a teen.
You know it. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to the Average Brentwood Teens Podcast. I'm your host, Destiny, with your co-host,
Joshua.
Oh my god. All right, whatever.
I am Jaden.
Eli back again.
I'm Jeffrey.
And you guys probably missed us. You know, missed our voices and stuff. Yeah, because it was just Jaden last time.
I didn't miss y'all.
What?
I'm talking about the audience, not you guys.
Still.
Why? What?
You missed the audience.
I didn't miss the audience.
We're going to lose viewers because
the audience. Don't miss the audience.
Because
it supports
it's
us.
Because only one person laughed at my McGrib joke that I know. And no one else laughed at it.
Well, it's because you're not funny.
Exactly. I'm the comedian, though.
Right. But we're going to talk about Eli's new job, you know, working at the Brentwood Public Library.
Which I have to, deal with every day.
Yeah. Wait, what? No, I got to deal with shit every day. I don't know.
Right. Well, so how are you liking your new job?
My job is amazing. I got to deal with Josh. That's the only downside.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I get up, work, sleep. It's a routine. Now. I'm not even
having. You don't go to school?
Don't worry about my lifestyle. This is how it is. Since I'm working here, I'm bringing the Brentwood Public Library.
This man, Eli, could pay for your McDonald's like 10 times over.
Nope.
Yeah,
I don't know what McDonald's
is. Well, we're gonna pass the subject and talk about P.S. I Love You Day at the Brentwood High School. We actually have a couple of librarians from the Brentwood Public Library and Ross Library at Brentwood High School. So basically, they're making pearl beading, and they're also doing little cutouts of hearts for P.S. I Love You Day. And we also have little table tents or whatever for P.S. I Love You Day. Today they had we write positive messages on hearts, and they give us chocolate and a bracelet, which is pretty cool.
And tomorrow, make sure to stop by Ross Library around like 4th, 5th, or 6th period, because that's where Mr. Poe will be at the high school.
Yeah,
at Ross Library.
You turned so fast.
Why did you turn so fast, Jaden?
So, what are they doing for P.S. I Love You Day at the Freshman Center?
Oh, you see, so we have these strips of paper, and then we write these little messages in them, and then they curl them up and turn it into a chain so you can get around the classroom.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know it's weird that they actually hang it on the ceiling. Everyone wrote simple stuff, but I wrote some paragraphs. So what I will say is that everyone in the world has been at a low point in their life, okay? If you're at a low point in your life, don't do it, all right?
That's very motivational.
Let me finish. All right, look, you are stressing because no one will listen to you, but you have to listen to yourself and understand yourself. Okay, man, then you have to focus on yourself and figure out how you can make yourself better.
You just said the same thing twice.
You should take that advice, man.
for P.S. I Love You, because we're doing the whole week in the high school. Yesterday we had this assembly where this guy was talking really fast and I passed out.
I actually slept.
For the whole hour I slept.
I've never in my life have I ever thought there would be a yap session for an hour straight.
I know. I never.
I don't know why. But
let's be honest and do it this way.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a dude yak for an hour. And then my friend took a picture of me sleeping. I did. That was a
problem. I was sleeping on it.
Oh. Like mouth open and everything. That's disgusting.
So
what if there was just a slime around it?
Going from the disgusting ending to that topic, we're gonna talk about the worst video game released this year so far. We're talking about Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, which is a sequel to Batman Arkham Knight. And Jaden, if you want to talk first about this.
Oh my God, this man's got hurt.
So what made this game so disappointing is, number one, the graphics and the quality of the game are not even that good. Okay. But it's also like how they made the game, like the whole storyline.
I know.
Is not good. And number two is how they killed off Arkham Batman. Like that's, to me, that was such a disrespect to Kevin Conroy. Rest in peace.
I mean, he was already killed off in the last Arkham game.
Yeah, which they shouldn't have.
They
should have
just left
him.
They should have. Why did they say that he faked his death?
I know.
Because he did.
He did fake his death, but that was to protect his family, and he was gonna live undercover for the rest of his life.
But also, why did he go back to being Batman?
Exactly. Why did he join the Justice League? Like, it made no sense.
When Superman came in, he joined the Justice League for no reason. Like, they did that, and then like they're doing this whole thing. Like, it's like you can't even play the game offline.
So when you played the beginning of the game, how did you feel? Like, what did you think?
When I played the beginning, I gotta say, the tutorial was boring. Like, it was just, I don't know. It's just, I'm so used to Arkham Batman. This is just so different. Like, I understand, like, different gameplays and all that, but just, it's too much going on. And, like, the opening cutscene, I liked it when they went to Arkham Asylum and showed everyone. I liked that, but then it just got bad after that. It just, I refunded the game, like, an hour after buying it. I couldn't. I refunded on.
How much was the game?
It was like $76.
For that?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
$76 and you can't even play the game without an internet connection. You can't play the game offline.
All right.
Is it a story mode game?
No, it's a live service
game. Since we're talking about disappointments, how about we bring up the 2023 Grammys?
Which was such a disappointment.
Grammys was.
Why did Scott, like,
Metro Boomin Drake.
Honestly, not a lot of people are going to share this opinion. I know everybody in this room is going to share their opinion. We could all say Taylor Swift did not deserve Album of the Year.
No,
she did not deserve it.
No.
There are so many people who like had so much good music. Taylor Swift literally re-releases the same songs all over again, and people hype it up for what?
She's a dead artist.
Her music is literally the same. There's no consistency. SZA, SOS, should have won that because that was a creative masterpiece.
Or
like
Utopia.
Utopia was amazing. There are so many albums that should have won, but didn't. Literally, Pink Friday 2 should have won too. Like,
okay.
It was crazy. I know. Pink Friday 2 was amazing. You didn't hear that song with Lil Uzi Vert?
Everybody was good, but that was the only song I heard.
You know who should have won Album of the Year?
What?
Dead, like, for real?
You know who should have won Album
of the Year? The McRib should have won Album of the Year.
Get out the room.
They should have won it.
Why are you bringing up the McRib? We're talking about...
This was months ago.
That's what I'm saying. Let the joke die. This isn't funny. No one...
When the McRib was the rapping line, ooh, I want my McNapkin on your face. Like, you gotta listen to that. You gotta soak in the lyrics. Like, it soaks in that barbecue.
Besides the point. How did Flowers win Pop Song of the Year?
It's a good song.
It's terrible. What?
Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Ew. Miley Cyrus dropped.
Yeah.
How about that song? The song that goes like, I am in his flowers. That was a terrible song.
It was terrible. It was stuck in my head for a week.
It was good.
I literally can't get it out.
It was good.
You were just talking about how you hated it, you hypocrite.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to Miley Cyrus than Taylor Swift. So
facts.
Honestly, I had beef with Miley. Trust. Miley was good.
Y'all like the beef with her.
You know why I have beef with her? Because Nicki Minaj has beef with her. So
you have beef with
her. Now listen.
You have beef with Miley because she took off her wig in Hannah Montana.
Honestly, she should have kept that wig on. That was her only flatter feature.
Ken Carson should have won the Album of the Year for a
great. No.
You can't even argue understand what Ken Carson's saying half of the time.
Yes, he is.
Honestly.
That's like me reading your hand.
Beyonce should have won Album of the Year.
That's like me reading Eli's
hand. Renaissance was a masterpiece.
Renaissance came out last year.
No, it came out 2023.
It came out 2022.
No, it was 2023.
No, it came out 2022.
No, it was 2023. You cannot argue with me. I already know this.
I know. Keep talking, guys.
All right. Anyways, Beyonce has the most Grammy nominations and wins ever. And she's never won Album of the Year. Or been nominated for it.
Really?
Yes.
Renaissance was goated, though.
That's what I'm saying. How can somebody like Taylor win with Midnights? Mind you, that was a terrible album.
100 million on Spotify.
What? That has 100 million on Spotify?
She had 100 million listeners.
For what?
She has 110 million listeners on Spotify.
The person who made Shake It Off has like, that much fame?
Listen, name five Taylor songs right now. Shake It Off. Besides Shake It Off.
Bad Blood.
Kendrick Carried.
What was the other one? Wrecking Ball.
That was Miley Cyrus. That was Miley Cyrus.
If you're putting a life or death moment, you told me five titles of songs is not happening.
Bro, you might as well.
Same
bro.
Thing with Nicki Minaj.
What?
I can't name five Nicki Minaj songs.
You listen to Cardi. Why are you talking?
Cardi is better than 2024.
Cardi is not better than Nicki. At least I can understand what Nicki's saying when she's rapping her songs. That's like saying Kendrick. That's like saying that Playboy Cardi is better than Kendrick.
To switch the thing.
What?
To switch from the Nicki.
Yo, that's crazy.
From the Nicki hate.
No. Listen, you cannot hate on Nicki Minaj because at least all of her music doesn't sound the same like Playboy Cardi.
No, it does.
He changed
his style. And
a little bit. Just once.
He dropped.
He's not versatile at all. Nicki has multiple alter egos, and she incorporates that into her songs.
Alter egos? What is it, Tyler?
I have an alter ego.
She created alter egos before Tyler!
I have an alter ego.
She had Roman, she had
When Nicki started rapping?
Nicki started rapping, like, way before
Tyler. No, like, when did she publish her first album?
Probably 2009.
No, Pink Friday did not come out 2009. Pink Friday was her first album.
No, that was 2011, but her first song was ever, like, in 2009, 2008.
Yeah, and that's when.
But no, Tyler dropped his first album in 2008. That was his first persona.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, you cannot compare Nicki to Tyler because Nicki and Tyler are friends. So
yes, I know that.
Stop complaining.
Also, stop the Nicki hate, we're gonna talk about new songs and new albums that everyone likes. So everyone, list off one new album and one new song that came out that is really amazing.
Music.
What?
Music. Even though the album did not drop yet.
Wait, what are you talking? Oh my god. He's talking about the Cardi album.
Yeah, it's the best. So, the best album of all time.
My favorite song that came out. This is both on the album. Like, it's all album. American Dream by 21 Savage was single-handedly one of the best albums of this year. The year just started. American Dream is amazing.
How do people overrate Red Velvet?
No, listen.
Because you know what they're sleeping on? Letter to My Brother.
Destiny, you know what's better than those two songs, Destiny?
Why do they have beef?
What's better than those two songs?
You know what's better than those two songs? Bigfoot by Nicki Minaj.
That was terrible.
That was amazing.
That was terrible.
Amazing
that,
song.
That was terrible.
Amazing song.
You made a Bigfoot was garbage.
I'm sorry. Is garbage. But his was terrible too.
Bigfoot is garbage.
His was terrible too. I'm just like, I'm very ashamed that Nicki, for dropping that. You know, I'm just gonna forget about it. I'm literally just gonna forget about it. It never happened.
Whoa, for me.
What did you say?
Oh,
I said that's what you get from liking trash artists. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, for me,
imagine saying Nicki's trash. Nicki is the best female artist ever. That's what I'm saying, bro. Nobody can compare to her, bro. She's the best female rapper.
That's gotta be the biggest lie I ever heard.
Okay, who do you think is a better rapper?
Ice Spice. Like, come on.
Get out of here. All her songs are jokes. All of her songs are jokes.
Word.
Only reason Ice Spice is out there is because of Nicki Minaj, bro. Well, just because she collabed with Nicki Minaj.
The best album to come out this year, I gotta say, was Utopia.
It was.
Utopia, best album. And
was it Utopia? No. Utopia was 2023. We're talking about 2024. We're still talking
like this year's music season because the Grammys like just
they also
done.
Counted like songs from 2022.
I guess.
Yeah. And I would say the best song, aside from the best album, was Sorry Not Sorry by Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Jaden, say your best album and song for 2023.
For 2023? Songs that I listened to in 2023.
I had Finding My Demons on Ricky.
Song.
That's,
you have to speak closer.
Heroes and Villains were also really good. I'm a big 21 fan.
I think it's got to be on the Glock in My Life by 21 Savage.
Yep,
okay.
W.
I'm going to be that.
Okay.
Because that was this.
And then album.
And that song literally dropped like 3 years ago.
And then album.
Like, Weekend.
I was with that.
Yeah, the
song.
Oh, no. Blood.
Nice. You said, like, I don't really know any songs.
Yeah.
I don't really know any songs that drop, like.
Y'all know I only listen to Hispanic music.
So we're not asking for your opinion. Eli, what's yours?
Huh?
What's yours, Eli?
My favorite song?
Yeah. Or favorite album?
Our favorite album? If you want me to be for real, we're gonna switch on to Egos. Okay. Great Chaos and Great Chaos was a great album, like not the best song of the year. Okay. I'll be for real with you. But my favorite song out of that entire year was Fighting My Demons.
Fighting His Demons?
It's really good. It's
by who? Like, by who?
Kat Carson.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey, what's yours?
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna listen.
What is it? To say
second
this. It's gonna be like some Romeo Santos.
No, it's in that album.
Oh, it's in that Jennifer's Body.
No, I'm talking about
Jennifer's Body is so basic.
My bad one. To be honest, that one is that one gets hit
different. The new song, bro, one song was actually pretty fun. I forgot what it's called.
Which one?
Like a song that you drop off that album.
There's multiple songs.
No, we're talking about the main one that was a hit.
Your multiple songs.
Well, not for.
Your multiple songs
is the best, right?
Nah, to be honest, the whole new world was better.
God. We don't know what you're saying.
Careless. Come on. Next topic
is about me and Destiny and our return
to the podcast. Return.
You come back every 5 months. What are you talking about?
You know, everybody, I just want to take the time to thank you guys for keeping our podcast afloat.
Yeah. You know?
Especially Jaden.
I feel like Jeffrey did the most.
Jeffrey did do the most. Jaden was barely here, so.
You are lying.
All right. We're gonna give credit where it's due. Jaden has been here. He's been putting in his thing. He's been acting as host. Like, he's literally a genius, bro. He's literally that guy.
He started getting. We gotta pass the torch.
And he's gonna catch the torch after Eli graduates.
Yeah.
So we have to give him credit where it's due.
Facts.
You
know? Not graduating this year, right?
Yep. Yes. We're leaving.
Me too.
We got five.
Wait, you're graduating early?
We got five more months.
All right. So we're gonna pass this open. What do you guys before I talk about the Super Bowl? What are your guys' opinions on the Ravens losing to the Chiefs?
To be honest, I think I know why they lost. Taylor Swift is like the best player on the Chiefs.
What?
Oh my god, bro, she's not even a football player.
What?
She also got best.
Josh's opinion doesn't matter because he doesn't even watch football. He knows nothing about football.
Taylor Swift's gonna win the next Ballon d'Or.
Yes.
I didn't see the game, but like I just see like a couple highlights of it. But like I do think the Ravens should have won against the Chiefs, you know? Like, I think that the Chiefs are like a bit overhyped and that the only thing they got carrying them is Patrick Mahomes.
And Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Swift. And Travis Kelce.
Swift is overhyped. She is a dead artist.
Okay, then why does the camera go to her like every 5 seconds?
Yo,
the
like
you can't even enjoy the game. You have to see Taylor Swift like, woo!
But literally, I watched the game.
Did you see that scene? Like, there was a scene, right? Like, of Taylor like reacting to Travis.
She was like,
I almost said Travis Scott, Travis Kelce falling. And she was like, no.
She's probably like,
oh. She was like, oh my God. Yo, like, bro, she was acting like she saw somebody get hit by a bus. Like, she was overreacting. Now, of course, he's playing football. Of course, he's getting tackled. Me. Like, what are you on about?
Now, those are probably scripted actions, you know, because, like, she drug, like,
Every time he falls, they put the camera towards her like this. They're like, oh my God, look at Taylor's reaction.
Like, it's not that deep.
Eli, what was your opinion since you say you watched the game?
So, I actually have more warning because I actually watched the full game. So, I was watching the game, right? I was watching it with my dad. Never in my life have I screamed so loud. I've screamed. I was like, dang it, Lamar. What are you doing? I was so mad. I started punching the wall. I was like, ain't no way Taylor Swift beat Lamar Jackson.
I know, right?
And I was like, no way. When I found that out, oh my God. I turned it to the Hulk and then my mom first. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, Taylor Swift was on that field running.
All
right,
so.
Like she was. So imagine this is the field, right? People who watch our YouTube, link below at the Broward Public Library YouTube channel. If you see this field right here, Taylor Swift was right here. She was running like Lamar Jackson was right here. Zoom! And then she just went to that touchdown field. Got it.
Lightning McQueen.
All right. So basically, my mom was watching it. And yo, I never heard her scream so loud at a game. Yo, like, because she was rooting for the Chiefs, but she was still yelling.
Why is she rooting for the Chiefs?
I was like, girl, I'm a Ravens fan. And she's apparently a Chiefs fan because basically she has a friend, right? Like, lives in Maryland, right? We go visit her, whatever. So my mom likes to pick the opposite side. Like, if she's not watching the Jets or the Giants, she likes to pick the opposite side of what her friend picked.
Yeah.
And so they just yell at each other over the phone.
What?
It's so funny, bro.
The Giants and the Buffalo. It's the only good team.
Wait, what? The Buffalo?
The Bills. I think it's the Buffalo Bills.
Is that even in New York? Where's that at?
That's in Buffalo.
Are you serious? We have Buffalo. We have three different football teams.
We have three.
Why do we have three?
Because New York is that good.
Because it's New York.
Exactly. Like, all right. We got two teams out there. We have Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, I know about that. I thought we only had like two. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
What did you think? We have to hurry this up. Are you going to watch it? Okay.
I watch football.
All right.
No.
All right. Plans for Valentine's Day.
Wait, but before we move on to that, you said I didn't watch football. I watch football.
Don't shoot me now.
You saw that one football game where Messi was like handling that ball around? Football, yeah. I watch football.
Wait,
y'all see that game, the soccer game against them?
You mean the football dudes?
Almasada versus Inter Miami? What is y'all side?
Next topic, guys.
Valentine's Day! Yay! Can I go to my topic, please?
Okay, mom. My fault.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Plans for Valentine's Day.
So, our plans for Valentine's Day, next Wednesday, taking her out to a restaurant. It's this like really fancy one where like it's like $100 a dish.
Okay, so,
that's what I'm saying. I told him he was bucket. I was like,
Why you gotta say how much it costs?
Because
money does not matter.
I just told him I would rather prefer we go to like Buffalo Wild Wings. I stuff my face with wings and we have a nice day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need I don't need $100 worth of Puerto Rican food. I really don't. Okay. I can get $100 worth of Puerto Rican food if I just go to my cousin's house.
That's it.
She makes the best dishes. My cousin's Puerto Rican. She makes
so that means you're Puerto Rican.
No,
that means
she's Puerto Rican. Her mom is Puerto Rican. Yeah. My uncle is her dad. So
that means you're Puerto Rican.
No,
it's not. Okay.
Josh.
Anyways, yeah.
I'm joking. That's not the point.
All right, Jaden, how was the interview with
Ms. Wait, we gotta ask like these other guys.
They're single. What do you ask them? Oh,
water. What's your plan for Valentine's Day?
What are you talking to?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Right now, my love life is very complicated.
They friends with him.
No.
Damn.
She's like, it's very complicated.
He left her undelivered for 3 days.
Don't you have a Fortnite girlfriend?
No.
Okay, what about you, Jeffrey?
You're right.
What about you, Jeffrey?
So, there's this one girl that one thing I have, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What about you, Jason? Yeah, what about you?
Someone from Greek, Machine?
Shut up.
All right,
so what am I gonna do for Valentine's? Well,
sleep.
No, actually, I'm gonna be at the gym. I'm gonna be working out. You know, instead of looking for some girl, I'm gonna just be working on myself.
You're gonna be looking for
some girls. Focus on my.
That's good.
I'm gonna be
some girl. Why are you looking at me when you said that? Me and Josh been together for how long?
Yeah.
I didn't even look at you. Okay. I got offended. I'm sorry. Don't shoot me.
It specifically says some girl, and then just doing it.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, what?
So, next topic, we have our co-host Jaden's and Mr. Poe's interview that he did. Would you like to tell us some of the questions and answers?
All right. So, some of the questions that he asked. One of them was when he asked me, where do I see myself in 5 years? And then, yeah.
That is so crazy.
Either in the gym or, like, somewhere in high school, you know.
You're not going to be in high school.
You're not going to be in high school still?
No, like.
You're going to be super senior?
not in high school, but like,
you're gonna be in college.
In the military.
You know? Yeah, plans for winter break?
Plans for winter break, guys.
Gym grind.
Gym grind?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you?
What you said?
Gym grind? For me, I'm gonna get to some of the video games I didn't finish.
Trip.
I'm gonna finish all the Batman Arkham games again.
I have one way. I have one word in one sentence.
Nicki Minaj.
Trip. And we'll see you next time at the Broadway Public Live.